Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're tuned into Life is a Sacred Journey. Every week, we bring a new perspective to aging and caregiving. Here is your host, Michelle Pope.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you out in my virtual neighborhood and community. It is so good to be back with you here on Life is a Sacred Journey through Facebook Live. Last week, we attempted to get into Facebook Live, and we weren't able to do that, but Felicia worked very quickly and made sure that at least the broadcast was available, and then later on we put it on Facebook. And what you saw is an incredible communication between three human beings who are trying to change the world just by living out their purpose. So please take time to go back and watch that incredible interview. Brando and Nicole and myself were a part of that conversation, and that brings me to Wanda. Okay, hoping Wanda Wallace is trying to get in to Facebook, and I actually don't know how to tell her. She is already my friend, so she should be seeing all this, but for some reason, she can't seem to get in. So good morning, Facebook friends. Let me know you're out there. Send me a message in the message area, and today our topic is gratitude. So this is a real interactive conversation that I want to have with you, that we are, you know, talking about gratitude this morning. We really need to embrace gratitude as a concept in our lives. So it's real important that we take a moment to talk about gratitude. I know that it's been a hard week. I've been seeing friends on Facebook say that it was a hard week for them. They're experiencing a great deal of grief for whatever reason. Some friends were more specific than others. Some are dealing with cancer. Some are dealing with the fact that they're not going to be able to share Thanksgiving with their family members. And so it's a hard time for people. I know that for some of us, not being able to be with our families is hard. I know this will be a Thanksgiving that it'll just be Jade and I at home and trying to figure out. We're actually thinking about getting in the car and driving and going somewhere. We will. But at the end of the day, it's not the same. You know, there won't be those same smells in the house. I am going to cook, but it won't be the same. And so, you know, how do we adapt to things when they're changing and we're in the messy places in our lives? It's very difficult to adapt to those things. So we're going to talk about all that. So I really want to see your comments on Facebook. I'm going to see if I can bring it up to see who's out there. Who's out there this morning? Good morning, friends. Good morning. Who is with us here? Let me see if I can go back to our Facebook and see who has joined us this morning. Let's see, who's with us? Good morning, friend. Who's joined us this morning? Come on, I want to hear from you. Where are you in the chat? What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for today? All right, what are you grateful for? Tell us, share with us. Good morning. Welcome. Okay? What are you grateful for today? You know, I think when I was thinking about this broadcast this morning, the one thing that came to my mind was the ability to be able to really come to you every single Friday. Last Friday, I wasn't able to do it. And I started thinking about the gratitude that I have, how much being able to talk to all of the guests that have come and raise up certain topics, just how grateful I am for that. So I want to just say to all of the guests that have joined Life is a Sacred Journey, how much I appreciate your taking time out of your life and joining us every single time we called you or for the first time, but for sharing your heart and sharing your life purpose with all of us in the Life is a Sacred Journey neighborhood. So let's get started and start talking about a little bit about gratitude. And I'm going to keep looking at Facebook to see what you guys are grateful for, because I really, really want to know what you're grateful for. So share, hit that share button and join us this morning. What are you grateful for? So the word gratitude is one of those words that I think from time to time we're grateful for things that are very different. You know, as a young person, I know getting out of high school, I was so grateful to be done with high school and move on to college. I thought my college years were some of the best years of my life. High school was pretty bad. I was bullied a lot. And so being bullied puts you in a position where you're kind of, you know, you kind of become a recluse against around other people. It's interesting because while I was being bullied, I still became like senior class vice president and did all these things. But it wasn't until after I went on to college that I became really grateful for, one, the opportunity to attend New Hampshire College, which is now Southern New Hampshire University. Thank you. Thank you for a great education. But I got into the world and got to meet other people that weren't a part of my community bubble. And that began a journey, a lifelong journey of being grateful for everyone that I meet. Even those individuals who have caused me a great deal of pain, I'm grateful to them because through that pain, I was able to either see something in myself that I needed to change, or I was broken down so much by the pain that was inflicted that there had to be a restoration that went on between me and my spirit life or my spiritual life. So I'm grateful for every aspect, every part of the journey that I've been on, and those things that have given me fortitude within the journey sometimes have been hurtful. They're not always things that you go, yippee, yippee, yippee. So gratitude is one of those things that we have to think about. So again, you have joined Life is a Sacred Journey. My name is Michelle Pope, and I am your host. Our topic today is gratitude. You know, every year around this time, because Thanksgiving is next week, we talk about gratitude and what we're grateful for. And this year is a different year. 2020 came in and roared through our lives in a way that we could never have imagined. And now we're thinking about Thanksgiving and the end of the year again and what we give thanks for. And the topic today is gratitude. So what are you grateful for? Again, we're looking for the conversation with you, so engage with us in the chat. Tell us what you're grateful for. What are the things that you have thought about that you are grateful for? Family, children, the ability to be healthy this year and not to have a diagnosis of COVID is probably one of the biggest things that we're thankful for or have gratitude for. But Elizabeth McMahon is someone that I follow, and she says that gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. So when we usually say I'm grateful for something, it's a one-sided conversation. We're grateful because something has been done for us or an act of kindness has come our way. But she's saying that also gratitude is being thankful for the readiness to show appreciation. I'm going to read that again. Gratitude, the quality of being thankful, and the readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. So gratitude is also that ability to feel ready, to feel appreciated, to demonstrate an act of kindness towards another individual. So gratitude is not just when somebody, oh, I'm so grateful that somebody did this for me today. No, gratitude is I have the opportunity to go out into the world and be a demonstration of an act of kindness. I love that. And what she married it to in her article, this article was written in 2017, she marries it to mindfulness, which I thought was really interesting. And let me tell you what mindfulness is. Mindfulness is the mental state achieved by focusing one's awareness on the present moment while calmly acknowledging and accepting one's feelings, thoughts, and the bodily sensations that happen when something is happening to you. So, like when you're experiencing joy, you're feeling, oh, it's euphoric. You're feeling so good. Your thoughts are, oh, this is making me happy. I'm enjoying this moment. I'm feeling laughter. And then the bodily sensation is the laughter. Or just that smile, that's a bodily sensation. You're reacting to that mindfulness moment. But it's also gratitude in that moment based on Elizabeth's definition of gratitude. It's also living in that moment and calmly acknowledging that this is a gratitude moment. This is a gratitude attitude moment. And the more we embrace those moments and the more we duplicate those moments in our lives, the healthier. Remember, we just had Ken Stern a couple of weeks ago from the Longevity Project. And, yes, exercise, nutrition is very important. But if you go and read that online from Stanford, you will see that it's joy, having people in your life that you love, being engaged, being mindful, having new experiences that actually gives you longevity, coupled with good nutrition, exercise, of course, all of those things. But those are two things out of a whole list of things that have to do with mind, body, and spirit. And it's interesting that in the healthcare world, people think that we don't look at mind, body, and spirit, but I think it's been now over a decade that we are, and we're actually more and more now looking at that during COVID, is the mind, body, and spirit. How are people adapting? How are people living in the world today when they don't have those connections that they had, before COVID? And so mindfulness and gratitude come together. So let's talk about some mindfulness moments or things that you can do to stay in that moment. I'm a journaler. I like to journal. It's been really difficult. I've always been an advisor of start a journal, start a journal, start a journal. But I will tell you, 2020 has been a hard year to journal in because I haven't wanted to pin and put to paper negative thoughts, and I've had a lot of negative thoughts and negative emotion 2020 has brought for me. But I'm thinking I need to go back and kind of summarize it somehow, because those feelings are just as important as the feelings of joy that I've also had in 2020 because of interactions with some of you, if not all of you, interactions with my family, interactions, the closeness that certain people who I wasn't even as close to before COVID, because of COVID, I've been able to have the time to talk to them on the phone or have a Zoom call. I've rekindled a couple of relationships that fell due to business on both parts. So starting a gratitude journal is a good thing to do, and I say journal all the time. When I went to counseling, that was one of the things that my counselor advised, journal, journal, journal. So it's been a lifelong, I've been journaling now over 50 years. So little journals when I was a kid, and then journals when I got in there, and they're spotty. But for the last 20, 30 years, that I've been pretty consistent. The kids are going to have a box of journals, and I put a note on the box, read them. Don't before you destroy them, because not all of them are destroyable, and they should be legacy things that get passed down to the family as our family continues to grow and exist as a human and a part of the humanity. So start a gratitude journal. You know, write things down. You know, write on the top of the page, I'm thankful for. This moment happened for me today and brought me joy. You know, you can, and you can even buy gratitude journals that have sort of these statements that help you to think about what you're wanting to write. But, you know, don't spend that money. Just go to the 99-cent store, buy a journal, or even, you know, a journal doesn't have to be a formal thing. It can be this. I have, you know, little notepads, you know, bunches of them. I just write inside the dates, and this one happens to be a journal where I just started it and the pages are already falling out, but I'll put a paperclip on it and, you know, just have fun with it. Don't make it something that seems like you're going to school. You are a part of the school of life, the university of life, but at the end of the day, don't make journaling and some of these things that are mindful steps to bring you closer to understanding your purpose and who you are. Don't turn them into an academic exercise. Make them be something that helps you to take time to think and to jot down truly what you're feeling. You don't have to share it with anybody, and maybe you will one day share it with someone. Realize that gratitude is not dependent on stuff. So that goes back to, like, you don't have to buy a book. It's not about purchasing a whole bunch of stuff. It's not about the capitalistic sort of modern society thing. I sent a friend of mine a gift the other day, and we talked about it this week, and he said to me, you know, it's not about the cost of the gift. It's the quality of the gift, right? And he could tell that I was being genuine in the gift, because it didn't cost a lot. The gift did not cost a lot, but it was a representation of the connection that he and I have with each other, and that was more important than if I had gone and tried to make that. I could have spent a lot of money, you know, because there's what I sent him. There's varying degrees of money that you can spend on this particular item. And but no, it was more about, I'm thinking about you. This reminds me of you, and I've had it. Quite frankly, I purchased that many, many months ago, and I decided now to send it. So those are the kinds of things, and little things, sending people cards. You know, I was thinking the other day, you know, how is Hallmark or, you know, what's the card business like these days? Are people still sending out cards? I hope so. But you can do it online. I have a good friend, Betsy McLeod. We've been friends for a really long time, and she sends me cards online all the time. I think it's called Jackie Lawson or something like that. But she sends me these beautiful cards, and for some reason, they always come in a time in my day, and I don't always look at them the moment that they come in my email, but I do open them, and when I finally open them, that joy that I feel, one, that she's thought about me, two, that she values our friendship and connection, and three, that she made a choice to send me something beautiful, because they usually come with music and they open up, they're animated, and so you can do something like that, something as simple that's a small act of kindness but brings somebody else a tremendous amount of joy. Like we talked about in the beginning of COVID, send cards, make cards and send them to assisted living. I want to show you. I got, these are all cards that were made by volunteers that were sent here to ASEB because we are essential workers. And they just wrote thank you on them, and they were all handmade. And some of them are from children. And it says, thank you for all that you do every day. You are our hero. And what they did is went out into the community, and I think they raised money. Christine is a member of our board, and she was a part of this. And they got us masks and brought us handmade masks with these beautiful, look, this says thank you. This little person did a mask with the little sunshine, and thank you. Let me see what it says. Yes, same thing. Thank you for all that you do every day. You are our hero. So I think they just printed not all. Oh, here's one here. Thank you for all that you are doing every day. You are a hero and deserve the most respect and appreciation. You are selfless, dedicated, and special. So these will be given to my staff downstairs that are working tirelessly to care for people with Alzheimer's and dementia every single day and doing it during the pandemic and trying to keep themselves focused in a positive way and creating a space for the people in the program. So that is an act of kindness. And this is just green paper that was cut. I can see it was cut. It's no big deal. It's not a fancy card. It doesn't say Hallmark USA 695, UK 1295. But this means more to me, and it will mean so much to the staff. So say thank you to somebody for something that they've done, somebody that you've never said thank you to. When you go grocery shopping for over the next week or so, thank those folks who have been packaging your groceries during the pandemic. Thank them for the stress they might have felt when there was no toilet paper yet left and all of that. So just take a moment and thank people. My mailman, I love my mailman. He's been my mailman forever. Our children have grown up together. And I said to him the other day as I was in my car driving and I happened to run across him and I said, thank you, I love you, thank you for everything that you do, stay safe. And he said, oh, thank you neighbor. Okay, just act of kindness, okay, act of kindness. Clear your mind, I love this. This is something where it says you have to clear your mind of judgment, of focusing on the negative. I don't know if you know anybody like this, but I happen to, unfortunately, know somebody who always, 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 always focuses on the negative, and you have to kind of pull them in to the positive mode. I haven't given up this friendship. I'm not going to. But they're always seeking out the negative in somebody. They always have judgment about something. And it's very tiring because, you know, I try to be peace, love, and joy. And by the end of the conversation, I usually feel pretty tired. But I'm gonna keep coming in there with love because I think love will prevail. But you know people like that. Sometimes I've been like that. Sometimes you've been like that. But the goal is for the times that we continue to be in judgment, that those times shrink, 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 and over time they come to a place of zero where all you're sharing is peace, calm, love, and then you go into your the closet of your house and scream, or in your shower and scream, or write something in your journal. But get it out so that when you go into the world, that what you take into the world is not all of your gobbledygook or the what you perceive as negative into the world, that you take your best self. Clear your mind. Focus on the positive. Focus on the positive. Like right now, the light is in my eyes, but I'm focusing on the positive that it actually shows my true skin color. The golden in me. But I'm going to fix it so you can see me better. I'm crazy, I know. I'm sorry, you guys. I love life. That's all I have to say. I love life, and I think life, enjoying life is important. I think it's a gift, and so enjoying it and being able to laugh at yourself is just like the best gift. So focus on the positive. Focus on what is important, and focus on the positive. And sometimes when I'm getting doomy and gloomy, I have to go for a walk. And I have the privilege of living around a lot of nature. And because I live around a lot of nature, I see nature adapting to the negative things or whatever. And so I began to understand that when we follow the natural order of what we were created for and who we are, we don't have as many problems as we think. That if we focus on what's positive, you know, last year this time, I was walking with a cane because I had an extreme, and I still do, it's going to take, I'm going to take it to the cremation, a sciatic problem. It was new to me as a ex-runner and all of that. It was new to me, and I had to adapt to it, but I also had to figure out a way to heal because I didn't want to walk with a cane forever. But I had to focus on the positive the whole time was, okay, it's just sciatic. It could be. So you have an opportunity to do the stretches, do the acupuncture, go to the chiropractor, go to the float place, do all this stuff to get to a place where you don't have to use a cane anymore. And actually, I still walk every day, and I actually do a little jog, not a long distance, but I jog a little bit. It's jog, walk, so I'm learning. My physical therapist taught me how to do that. So focus on the positive, and who you are is who you are. Who I am and who I will be going into my age and years, I'm going to do the best I can, but I accept who I am, and I'm only trying to be the best who I am. So focus on the positive, because we all have things that are great about us, and we don't need other people to tell us. It's great when they do, but know that you have something great about you, and that greatness inside of you is something that the world is waiting to see. So share it, okay? Focus on the positive. Make a gratitude lifestyle, and I'll read this to you because I thought this was really cool. It takes 21 days to change a habit and 40 days to change a lifetime. I'm going to read that again. It takes 21 days to change a habit and 40 days to change a lifetime. So that's why fasting, all of these things, when you see this, and again, I'm a faster, but I know some of us have health issues that prevent us from fasting, so I would never tell you to go and just start fasting without permission from your healthcare physician, provider, somebody in your healthcare, because fasting is something that you have to, your body has to get used to, as well as some of us can't fast because of health status. But it is so interesting to me that 21 days when you're fasting is the day that's like the 21 days, the magic day where your body stops craving. It's so funny. And then if you go the full 40, you can actually change the way that you eat. If you eat raw foods, vegetables, fruit, water, coconut water, drink coconut water, and you do that for a 40-day period, by the time you make it to day 41, your whole metabolism will have changed and your cravings will be gone. It's hard to do that. I remember when I first started fasting and I'm a coffee drinker, so every time I fast, I end up like for 3 days with headaches because of the caffeine withdrawal. And yeah, and when I was a smoker, I had to go on a fast in order to stop smoking. Finally, the last time I stopped smoking 3 times before I finally gave it totally up. So, and the third time I realized that I quit, and then the second time that I started, I realized it was through stress. And so stress now was something that I began to focus on and how I was going to handle stress and compassion fatigue and all of that. So by the time I got to stopping the third time, I was already starting to do the work on why smoking was a habit for me. So you got to talk to yourself and be truthful with yourself. I mean, nobody has to hear you. You put it in your journal. I talk to myself out loud, you know, yes, I do. And you know, nobody has to hear you, but I accept me for who I am, but I also am honest with myself and the things that I need to change. So a gratitude lifestyle will take some work, but after 40 days of affirmations, I just walked into the bathroom. Jade and I are grateful. I have a bathroom. She has a bathroom. But on her mirror, she has all different affirmations. And I told you at the first time we did this, I helped put some of those up with post-it notes. But this time, they're hers. They're hers alone. And I was in the bathroom and looking at them. And so they're there every morning. And she has them. I love what she did. She put the sun, a picture of the sun on the affirmations for the morning, and then the moon for the affirmations before she goes to bed at night. So you have to put things around you that make you feel grateful and lift your spirit. So put those things around you so that you can focus on the things that help you to have a gratitude lifestyle. They say to incorporate gratitude into your life, and again, similar to what Jade has done, is also do it again before you go to bed at night. When you're drinking that cup of tea before you, chamomile tea before you go to bed so you can rest, or lavender tea so you can rest, while you're sipping that, with every sip, think of something that you're grateful for. If it's your cup of coffee in the morning, with every sip, think of something that you're grateful for, and some act of kindness that you want to perform throughout the day. All right? So those, live in the now. We're almost done. Live in the now. You know, that's so hard to do. You know, that's so hard to do because our history just keeps coming up and knocking on the door, coming in that little crack in the window. We're like, we didn't call you. Why are you here? But history is who we are. It lives in our DNA, and sometimes there is hurts and things that we carry through every season of our lives. Let the new season that we're about to embrace be a season that you let go one thing, just one thing. Here it is. I was looking for this. I always have things. This is a rock that was given to me by a really, really good friend. And so when something is, I love the shape of it, and it has little indentations all the way around, so it fits in your hand like this, right? And in your, and I can do this. And one of the things that she said to me, she said, when you're, excuse me, getting distracted from your purpose, put it in your hand and just start rubbing it, and close your eyes and think about how far you've come, the things that you want to let go of, and let go one of those things while you're doing this in your hand. One, this is really good for your circulation. It really is. But it also helps you to focus. The main thing about any kind of meditation, prayer, is focusing, getting in that space where you can focus. And that's hard because there's so many distractions coming in, but you got to make space for yourself. You are the most important thing in your life. If you don't exist, the things that you love, the things that you nurture, the things that you care about, you're no longer a part of that. So you have to nurture yourself so that you can nurture others. Ayanna Van Zandt, I'm not fond of that show that she's now retiring from, because I just think people's lives should be, you know, some stuff should be personal, and we don't need to see families broken and as they're doing their work. And yes, it might be helpful for someone else, but I don't know. It just makes me feel bad for them in many ways because it's like exploitation. But that's a whole nother. That's a Michelle Pope thing. You don't have to agree with me. But one of the things that she did was she took a vase, three vases of flowers. One set of flowers had a lot of water. They were beautiful, blooming. One kind of almost done, not dead yet, still okay, but looking like it had was thriving on neglect. You hear me use that term. And the other flowers had no water, and they were completely dead. And what she said was so, I love it. She said, how are you watering your flowers? And if I told you you were these flowers over here, the dead ones with no water, how would that make you feel? Don't you want to be the flowers that are watered, and only you can water your flowers? I was like, oh my gosh, that's so profound. So think about that. I'm going to tell it to you. I'm going to say it to you again so that you can remember. I want you to think about it. Three vases. One vase has water, beautiful flowers, probably purchased right a second before the show. The other had flowers in it that probably were purchased 4 days ago, but still kind of okay, but you can tell they were not left in water. They're kind of, they're thirsty. And the others were not left in water at all and were almost dry. So they're not just thirsty, they're dead. Who do you, which set of flowers do you want to be? And so water your flowers. Water yourself. Water yourself with joy. Water yourself with moments of peace and intercessory interflection. Water yourself with acts of kindness. Because that is, I go downstairs and hang out with the participants downstairs, and I just feel so much joy when I'm around them. I just love being around them. I'm adapting my light here a little bit. And be grateful for life's hardships. That's the last set of advice. Be grateful for life's hardships. Life is hard. it is. I've lived an incredible life. I'm thankful for everything that has happened to me in my life, good or bad. And I've lived through many, 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 many hardships, some that some of you know about, some that I will take to my grave. But at the, actually not to my grave, to my tree. To my tree, I will take them to my tree. But at the end of the day, and when my time comes to say goodbye to this world, I know that those things have made me a better person, that I have grown through those hardships, and that I don't pray for hardships. I don't want them. But I have the strength to face them as they come. I have friendships. I have family. I have all of you. And I know that a good day is ahead of us. So I want to thank you for coming. I am grateful for all of you that come to Life is a Sacred Journey every Friday. I apologize for last week for not being able to do the Facebook Live. I can see that it affected our watching today. So we'll try not to let that happen again. But next week is Thanksgiving, and I will be with you the Friday after Thanksgiving. It might be a solo show only because of it being a holiday. But wear your mask during your Thanksgiving interactions if you are going to be around family. I wanted to introduce you to this. This is a mask that we have designed here at ASEB, and it says, "Life is a journey we know by heart," and we designed it with Teespring so that it covers, and so you, because we were noticing they were falling down. You can go to Teespring, or you can go to our website and purchase a mask, and some of the proceeds will come to Alzheimer's Services of the East Bay. So thank you so much. Be the change you want to be. Be careful over Thanksgiving. I had told you or shared with you last week, the CDC said, if you're having people come, let them bring their own stuff or use paper towel, paper plates and plastic forks. And even though we don't want to do that for the earth, you know, let's figure out a way that we can get that done so that we can be together if that's what you choose to do. But hopefully you will stay home and have a virtual Thanksgiving. Things are getting rough out there. We're in the purple zone in Contra Costa, Alameda County, and I think Alameda County is going to be going into a curfew mode as of today, if Contra Costa hasn't already. I think I heard that it was as well. So let's be safe. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Stop using so much hand sanitizer. So what I heard from the CDC is if you use hand sanitizer once, then the next time, go someplace and wash your hands. Then you use hand sanitizer again in between that wash. Then you go and wash your hands. So you should be washing your hands. You should not be using hand sanitizer all day. So wash your hands in between each hand sanitizer use, and then find some nice lotion to keep your hands from getting dry. They say lotion actually also helps with keeping COVID from your hands, because you're washing them and you're just keeping stuff on them and keeping them supple and soft. All right. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I am so thankful to be with you. Hit that share button, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Again, wear your mask, and may the universe just shine upon you and find you in a grateful space. My name is Michelle Pope, and I am your host of Life is a Sacred Journey, and it is always my honor to be with you. Peace.